Welcome back to Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. At the top of our program, Governor Rick Snyder is still making his way through the stack of bills on his desk after Michigan's recent lame duck legislative session. Among the bills the governor has signed into law is one that authorizes suspicion-based drug tests for some welfare recipients. It requires the state to establish pilot programs for screening and testing people on public assistance in three Michigan counties. Governor Snyder says the legislation will help drug addicts get the help that they need. Other supporters of the new law say that it's a way to make sure that taxpayer dollars go to those who need it most. But critics argue that the program could end up doing more harm than good by taking away a much-needed support system for children and families. Joining us to talk about the implications of the new law, Gilda Jacobs, president of the Michigan League for Public Policy. Welcome to Current State.
Good morning,
Gilda.
Mark.
What specifically does this new law require the state to do then?
Well, it requires the state to set up a three-county pilot program to create a suspicion-based screening. We're not really sure what that tool is going to look like. But if people do test positively for substance abuse, you know, initially they have an opportunity to go into treatment. But if they flunk that drug test a second time, assistance is taken away from the entire family. So the league is really, really concerned because 70% of the people that are on cash assistance are kids in Michigan. So we're very, very concerned that there will be many unintended consequences of this new program.
And do you have any idea how this suspicion-based approach would actually play out on the ground?
Well, if we take a look at what's happened in some other states, and we can look at what's happened in Tennessee, in Utah, in Kansas, who had similar kinds of laws passed. And you know, we take a look at what those results have produced. Very, very few people actually have even tested positive. So, you know, our concern is that we're going to be spending a lot of money. DHS says up to about $600,000 for the pilot program. And if it was taken statewide, over $3 million. Really, is this a good public policy? Is this a way that we really want to invest our dollars? You know, it's interesting. If you take a look at some of the problems, some of the barriers that low-income people have, it's not so much that substance abuse and addiction is a problem, although we recognize that is a huge problem for individuals and families. A greater problem is really depression, major depression that's many moms in particular affect when they live in poverty. So perhaps a better way of actually spending some state dollars is really to look at the real mental health needs of those families and moms and really kind of try to address that. Our other concern is, are there really enough drug treatment programs in the state to really tackle this adequately? You know, we really don't want to create more barriers for people to be lifted out of poverty, and we just want to be sure that that this new law doesn't create more problems for families and particularly kids.
Well, the law is, it is now the law. Mm-hmm. Governor Snyder has framed this as a way to help people on public assistance get the help that they need to overcome drug addictions. To what extent could something like this be effective, or do the negatives outweigh the positive by so much that you're that much of a skeptic?
Well, that's why there's going to be a pilot program, so we're going to have to figure this out. But you know, the nature of the disease of drug addiction is very complicated. It's often more than one or two or three times trying to kick that habit, if you will. It is a disease that may go into remission and then may reoccur. So you don't want a situation where after three strikes and you're out, where it may take more than three times, in treatment in order to really kick this addiction. Years ago, I used to smoke cigarettes. That was a terrible addiction, to be quite honest with you. It took me multiple times till I could just get off of nicotine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can imagine if you are addicted to substances that it's really a problem in terms of that disease.
Gilda Jacobs is our guest. Gilda is president of the Michigan League for Public Policy. We're talking about Michigan's new law that will launch a pilot program for suspicion-based drug testing for welfare recipients here in Michigan. How many people in the state are currently receiving cash assistance?
Only 32,000 families are on cash assistance now. The caseloads have plummeted over the last few years. Not so much because the economy has been on the rebound and these families have all found work, but more a factor of a couple of things. One, there is a hard 48-month cap on cash assistance. So once you reach that cap, you can no longer go back onto cash assistance. And we also have created an asset test for food assistance, which is kind of a separate program. But, you know, we've got a situation where with the hard cap on assistance, this asset test for food assistance limits to cash assistance. And also we've cut the unemployment insurance from 26 to 20 weeks. So we've actually put up a lot of barriers right now, and you know, that's one of the reasons that some of the caseloads have really dropped. So 32,000 families, you know, are not a lot of families, and understand, again, 70% of the people in those families are kids.
What are the rates of, what do we know about the rates of drug use among people on cash assistance?
You know, it's interesting. I think there's this stereotype that people that are poor have rampant substance abuse, and that's really not the case. There's actually cases there's some studies that have shown that that the rate is approximately the same as in the general population. Other studies have shown maybe there's a little more than 1%. More usage in low-income populations, but there's not this rampant drug use that you know, people kind of have this misperception about.
Laws like this do have a history. In fact, this isn't the first law Michigan has had dealing with drug tests for those on public assistance. In 1999, federal court struck down a Michigan law that mandated randomized drug tests for welfare recipients. Is this program significantly different from that law?
Well, this is based suspicion-based, where before the idea was to test everybody. So that has been part of the difference. But if you take a look at other states, you know, one, we've found courts have ruled their laws as unconstitutional, and if they weren't unconstitutional, they turned out to be ineffective.
And how many of those states, you were referred to a handful of states that have passed similar laws.
Right now, I think 18 states have actually passed a similar law. But if you take a look at I was talking about a handful of states. If you take a look at Mississippi, for example, they created a screening questionnaire, and there were 38 people were referred for drug testing based on the findings from the screening. Only two tested positive for drugs. So, you know, you want to create a whole program that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you're weeding out, you know, two people. Again, we have to take a look at it. You know, I'm a former legislator. You know, I know you have to see what are your programs that are cost effective. I would say that is not a very cost effective program. Tennessee also has a suspicion-based drug law. You know, we saw there that 812 applicants went through the screening, and 802 passed the screening and were not subject to being tested for drugs.
What would you like to see when it comes to the implementation of this law? Is there a way to go about this that you would find acceptable?
One, I don't find this that acceptable, although I do recognize that addiction is a problem. But I think the best thing to do is really take a look at these pilot programs, make sure that if people are testing positive for drugs, that they are getting the proper treatment, that they're able to continue to get treatment multiple times without losing assistance to their families. I really believe that if we're going to continue down this road, we really need to amend that so that kids can still receive the assistance they need, at least partial assistance, because I don't want to see kids that are growing up in poverty have even more barriers. So I think we need to take a look at those pilot programs, really examine them, really make sure, one, there's a good public investment of our dollars, and then really track what's happened to these kids if the parents really are cut off from assistance. What's going on with those families? What do we do to pick up the pieces for those kids? So we have to really study the results of this pilot program.
As a former state legislator, what do you take to be the mindset of those who voted for this bill in the legislature?
It's hard for me often to wrap my head around ideologies that people pursue in looking at this. I think that there are just sort of these misperceptions of people that are poor in our state. That are just wrong and unwarranted, and it's part of a kind of a conservative agenda.
Money, and it would, you said earlier, the money might be better spent on mental health screenings, those kinds of services?
Absolutely. So I think what we need to do is provide the data to the legislature. This is a whole new legislature that did not pass this law, and be able to give them the information they need to tweak this if we need to do that.
I have a radical transition in topics. You just returned from an amazing trip to South America. Tell our listeners where you visited for Christmas.
I went to Machu Picchu, one of the seven wonders of the world, to see what the Incans built, and then went on to the Galapagos Islands, where I walked among Charles Darwin's footsteps.
Oh, that's amazing. And how many people were visiting the Galapagos Islands when you were there? Were you just among a handful of visitors,
visitors from all over the world? And it was the holiday break, so there were a lot of people traveling with their families.
We'll have you back to talk more about your journeys here at some point. Very interesting. We've been talking about a new Michigan law that requires the state to implement pilot programs for screening and testing welfare recipients suspected of using drugs. Our guest today has been Gilda Jacobs, former state legislator and president of the Michigan League for Public Policy. Thank you, Gilda.
Thanks, Mark.